Shaquan and NSK on 102.9.
It's music by Trezor with Msaki on the vocals as well. Hold Me Down. This is the type of stuff that, again, that just summons the ancestors once again.
Just,
you know, bless Shaquan's birthday weekend.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? We summon upon thee and thou to bless African Stars' trip tomorrow. A hosting of Township Rollers. You know what I mean?
Yes.
And everything nice. We also checked out Prince KB and Get My Griffiths. That's a Southern Africa gold, by the way, there. It's Zimbabwe and South Africa right there. With Sorry Not So Sorry. And we checked out DJ KSB, Harry Kane and Makadzi. But also we had the man of the moment on the playlist, William Last KRM, with Today, featuring Lindo. Now, we did promise you that we are going to have a conversation that's with this gentleman, a comedian, a digital content creator, influencer, actor, musician, artist, director, photographer, the camera operator, Tite.
Since the list is so long.
Multi-talented. And check this out, Shaquan. This guy's numbers, all right?
Yes,
this guy's
numbers.
He has to be one of the most followed Africans in the world.
Mm.
2.29 million subscribers on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
6.8 million followers on Facebook. 7 million followers, just willy-nilly, on Instagram.
Yeah.
And just for vibes. 17.8 million followers on TikTok.
Yeah.
Ah, come on.
Mm.
Ah, come on, man.
This is a man that has truly built himself in front of all of us.
Yeah.
We started consuming his content a little bit more during COVID.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's just like, wow.
Oh, well, let's talk to the man himself, William Last KRM. Good morning, Buta.
What's up, everybody? How y'all doing back down?
I'm in. Even just the greet is funny.
Yes. Hi, William. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. I can't complain. How are you guys today?
No, we're good.
Where are you, by the way, right now?
I'm trying to be normal for the interview. People always say I'm not normal. So
what do you mean you're not normal? How do you normally sound? How would you normally sound?
Start with the laugh, like,
dude, like, yo, can you imagine being William's friend?
Yeah,
like, you'll just laugh the whole damn
time.
You'll
just be serious for a second.
Just for 1 second. Yes, today, William, talk to us, Buta. Where exactly are you right now?
Okay, at the moment I'm in Botswana.
Mm.
This is where I reside, but most of my work is in South Africa. So now I came back home to settle some stuff here
because
my family is here. So I'm just here for a week, then I'm going back to.
Is this Nakhabrone?
You feel me?
Is it Nakhabrone?
Right?
Is it Nakhabrone?
Yeah, I'm in Nakhabrone.
Okay, all right. Okay.
Cool. I thought you were probably going to say that. No, I just had to come back home so that when Tebogo comes home, I'm here to receive him.
I mean. Congratulations on the gold, my guy.
Thank you so much, man. That guy made us proud. Everybody's talking about him. Now everybody forgot me.
Right? It's not your moment right now.
but we're actually happy that
we're proud of the guy. He's the first African to bring a gold. So we're proud of him.
Absolutely.
William, talk to us about the comedy scene in Botswana, man. I promise you, the scene has literally exploded onto the African continent. And I remember very well a good friend of mine, but he's based there in Botswana now. He was for many years in Namibia, Juju Vine. So Juju Vine, I remember when he was here, he was doing music. And then he went back to Botswana. He started doing comedy and he just blew up. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Talk to us about the comedy scene in Botswana, bro. Because usually the perception that we have of Botswana is that, you know, you guys are, you are very chilled and, you know, very traditional. And then here comes Juju Vine. Here comes William Last KRM. Who's the other guy? Jamaica and all the other funny guys. Talk to us about the comedy scene there, dog.
Okay, the comedy scene here, I would say it's been changing over the years. I mean, every year, every 2 years, we always have a new face. And each person who comes, it's always they bring something new, you know, because one thing we have seen, obviously we have our legends we look up to, people who've been doing comedy for ages, we look up to them, you know. But lately, I think the comedy scene, because of social media, now the guys are able to make a living out of social media. They are able to take care of their kids. I'm talking about me, to be precise. And I would say, you know, I've seen how other comedians do outside the country, but I've seen inside our country, we still stay straight to our culture, because you know in Botswana there's you can't make jokes about you can make jokes about political people or whatever, but you know you will still get punished. You know, and what I respect about the Botswana comedy is that we stay straight, we respect our laws here and so forth. I'm not saying outside the other countries don't respect their laws. You feel me? Yeah, I'm just saying here, I'm really proud to be from here. And I'm looking forward to see a new face, because since I've came in the scene, I haven't really got shaken by anybody.
Yeah, right?
I see you got the no allow spirit, bro.
Clearly. But you know what, William? I'm actually curious know.
At the end of the day.
Yeah.
Go ahead, William. William? Do we lose him there?
Sounds like it.
Let's quickly call him back. Let's quickly call him back real quick. Because
I'm actually curious to know, partner, like, when does he feel, or now, obviously, looking back, when did he actually break ground?
Yeah. Like, when did he go viral?
What was that?
All right, cool. William, are we there?
Yeah,
oh, sorry about that. No, it's just network.
Come on, what happened?
it's just network and maybe the haters.
Maybe just the haters, man.
You guys threw me off the bus.
No, not even. So William, I actually just wanted to ask you, like, what was your two things that I would want to know. When do you think was your groundbreaking moment? That one video that had to go viral where you thought that I could actually do this for a living. And then two, what was your best campaign that you actually worked on? Because I always have a look at your work that you do for Legends Barbershop, right?
That stuff is funny,
and I'm just like, that stuff is so funny. But is there anything or project that you worked on that you feel was just your favorite to work on?
Okay, to answer your first question, at school, I was in the drama club, you know, so when we are always practicing, the coach always used to say, you are never serious, what so forth, you get. So I always wanted to do something when it comes to acting. I always wanted to be an actor, but, you know, it hasn't happened as of yet. So that's why I'm doing the social media thing. But there's just that one video that I did. I was wearing a long sleeve T-shirt. I was singing a local song here in Botswana. I think that video is the one that, you know, showed people where this guy is coming. He's not outside the house. He actually broke inside the house. He is here. You get me?
And the second bit now.
The second one. The second video.
The Shekon, you said the campaign. This most favorite campaign.
Yeah, favorite campaign.
I would say because every time when I work with a certain company, I give it my all. You know, I don't really think about where they pay me low fee or high fee. You know, because this is what I do. It gives me peace. And every time when I do a video, you know, whatever I'm going through at that certain time, I feel peace. I feel calm when I do what I love. You know, so I give everything my all. But I would say the campaign that, you know, that takes out will be Legends, probably, because
now it's funny, especially there's one video where you throw the powder on the guy's head.
Oh yeah, bro, I just like really?
And do with the it's funny. Listen, William, now that we're on the subject of campaigns, you know that there are people that are actively campaigning for your adverts to be actually screened on TV.
Yes,
people are saying that the stuff that you do is actually better than actual agency work and actual adverts.
Yeah, apparently, there was a conversation I had with the Hungry Lion team. They were saying they want to push the videos on YouTube, hunting on TV.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is, I get the videos. When I shoot the video, I'm actually catering for TikTok. I agree, you know, when you watch a video on TikTok, it's shot in portrait, like it's straight. When you watch it on the phone,
you don't necessarily
have to tilt the phone.
YouTube is landscape.
Yeah, so it wouldn't be playing on TV because it's portrait. So which means if it goes on TV, it has to be shot in landscape. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you guys fulfill my drift.
Mm. Yeah, no, we're with you right there. But you know, the thing is, there's also, that's actually a great opportunity for you to get an even bigger bag from them, right? That you can play around with the concepts, you can do exactly what they want, whatever it is, you can put it on TV, YouTube, all of that, but they just got to give you your bag.
Mm-hmm. I mean, but I'm actually trying to get the acting bag. That's my number one. It's been in my mind for my whole life since I've been in this earth, because I've started doing this comedy thing around 2017. But you know, my main goal hasn't happened yet. I mean, you know, we all have goals, you know, but at the same time, the sky's the limit. You can't say when I reach this dream, I'm gonna stop. You know, the sky's the limit. We have to keep going. So, yeah,
I find it strange that it hasn't happened for you yet.
I start acting the day you see me in your screens. Mm. Ah.
It's over.
It's over. But how has it not happened for you yet? I mean, you are world famous. I mean, and clearly you've got insane skills.
Yeah.
I mean, why are the directors not calling you? Why are they not casting you? Why are they not inviting you to auditions, Bud?
I would say maybe, I don't know, but I agree sometimes, you know, it's God's timing. Me, I always say, I always put everything on God. Whatever I go through, I always say, God, you know, so I can't rush anybody. I've tried to approach a couple of, you know, known directors in SA and a couple of directors in UK, just reaching out, you know, but they never showed a positive response. So one thing I've realized is that I can't rush anything. You know, you have to be patient with your life, your career, anything wise. So I'll be waiting for that moment to come, you know, so I can't force a director to put me in a movie. Imagine the movie doesn't do well in sales, and then they say, it's this guy, he forced us.
Yeah.
You get me?
I can actually see a whole skit of you forcing a director.
But you know, so William, what else are you chasing down? What else are you chasing down apart from, you know, the skits and so forth, the music? What else do you have your eye on apart from acting? What can we look forward to right now?
I mean, I actually do script writing. Most of my videos, the music videos or the skits, as much as a skit can be like 40 seconds, this actually where you have to script down, okay, this is what's going to happen. Not necessarily what you're going to say on the video, but you actually, you know, note down what you have to do on the video, what so forth. So actually, I do script writing, but I feel like I still need more practice. And I actually do video directing. So if the acting side doesn't work, I'm definitely going to direct one of the movies. And I have to come to Namibia. I've never been to Namibia.
Imagine.
We are literally just next door, William.
You just need your ID. You don't even need a passport.
You don't even need a passport, FYI.
I'm coming that side soon. I promise you.
Trust me, when we even announced that you're going to be on the show, the way our people were so excited.
Exactly.
And I remember like a friend of mine was raving about the fact that you have such beautiful daughters, man. Tell us about your journey with fatherhood, man. What has been the most fulfilling part about you being a dad?
Okay, I had my first kid when I was 21. That was in 2019.
Yeah.
Yeah, so... Yeah, being a father, but it's hard, but it's a blessing.
I'm so happy that you're honest about it, bro.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, because you know you're going to go through, I get it, especially because it's two baby girls.
Mm-hmm.
So you know you're going to go through where they're going to have their boyfriends breaking their hearts. You're going to go through them losing virginity, it's a lot, you know. But you know, at the same time, at the moment, I'm enjoying the fatherhood. I'm being there as as I can be. Mm. I'm trying to be there as much as I'm always busy. Mm. I'm always there for both of them. So yeah, being a father, but it's a blessing. I'm not gonna say anything more about the negative side of things. I'm just gonna say it's a blessing. You know, I know a couple of people, not close people here in Botswana. They've been trying to have babies, you know, but because of their health issues, they can't have babies, you know. Yeah. And for a human being like me, who makes people laugh, for God to be able to give me babies, it's really a blessing. And to the fathers out there who are, you know, absent in the children's life, I would advise you to, you know, be there for your kid. You know, a kid needs both the mom and the dad, but at the same time, you know, we've seen more cases of fathers being more absent than mothers, you know. So as a guy, we need to, you know, break that cycle where it's always the fathers on social media, or we always hear the songs, these rappers saying, my father was never there. My father said he was gonna go buy milk.
he never came back. You know? Yeah.
Yeah. So we need to break that cycle, you know. But yeah, you know, above all, I'm blessed to be a parent. I'm blessed. I hope when these girls grow up, they won't, you know, forget me. They won't feel ashamed of me. Or this guy is a comedian. People now see us a certain way. So yeah, I'm blessed either way. You know, it's all God. Hallelujah. Can I get a hallelujah?
I mean,
hallelujah, bro. You know what I mean? Look at the level that you're at. You can take all the hallelujahs you want, dog.
Yes.
Check this out, yo. Listen, congratulations, by the way, on the Digital Content Creator of the Year Award.
Thank you so much.
I think that is huge. I think that is huge. But you have a lot of famous people that follow you and that are a fan of your work. Who is the most famous person in your phone book?
I think I would say Chris Brown. I don't know if he follows me or what, but I know he knows my content at some point. Yeah.
Hold on. You got Chris Brown's number in your phone?
No. Oh, you mean the
phone book. Yeah, your phone book. Because I was like,
guys, let's say contacts. Now we don't use the phone
books
anymore.
Okay. Contacts. Yeah, contacts.
Damn, I thought you said God.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, okay, so most famous person in your context?
I think it'll be Casper and Nasty. And I used to have Diamond's number, and then I lost it.
Lost Diamond Platinum's number, bruh?
Yeah. I asked for a collab and be waiting for a year. I don't know if I deleted it by mistake.
I think you deleted it.
You deleted it.
Oh, man.
You're mad.
but you know, these things happen, man.
Yeah.
Listen, we've got a little surprise for you, bud. We've got a little surprise for you. Just quickly listen to this voice note, no?
Yo, William Lars, your boy, you're fine here. Man, when you're that side, you need to greet like, moro, mabenduga nawa. Hey, Terry, you speak with Herrero, Chivambo, or Damara. Yeah, Damara, you say Madiza. Madiza Tico! Yeah, NSK. That's my boy. William, we love you so much. We love you. That's my boy. He knows that I love him, even though it's been a while not meeting with him. I know that he's busy somewhere making those moolahs. Brother, we love you and all the best. Tango!
That's a shout out from your OG, Juju Vine.
Juju Vine.
Yeah. I haven't seen him in like, is it 4 years, bruh? Hey, time travels. Because I once worked with him before.
Yeah.
And then, I don't know, but hey, life happens. You know when life happens, you know? Yeah, but yeah. Shout out to Juju Vine, bruh. He said more.
Yeah.
He said moro.
Moro. That's more or less the greeting this side.
You know the language that side.
You need to say it, William. Moro.
Yeah, moro.
Yeah.
Hi, William.
Yeah, tomorrow when I wake up, I'm gonna say moro.
That's
yeah,
it.
You say
that's
moro.
Yo, man, William,
might
think.
As well do a skit.
A whole skit, dog.
Actually, do that.
Yo, William, thank you so much for your time, man. We really appreciate you. You know what I mean? As a continent, as fellow African brothers and sisters, we appreciate your work. Comedy is a huge part of life, you know, because there's so many things that's happening in life, so many social ills, so many things that weigh down on us as adults. So when we see William, there's a bit of a relief, man. So we really appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you for being our safe space on the internet, for being our therapy session on the internet. We appreciate you. Yeah. We honestly rooting for you here from Namibia. We want you to win and just really go to greater heights, man. And also, if there's no one that is recognizing the talent that is within William in Botswana, in South Africa, we pray that people in the UK and America will recognize you and you go even higher than that.
Yeah, no, thank you guys for having me. I just want to say, you know, to my friends in Namibia, if you've been supporting me since day one, or you came day two or day nine, I still appreciate you. May God bless you. And if you have dreams, always believe in your dreams. Everything is possible. There's nothing that you can say it's impossible. It's all in the mind. It's about making it possible. It's all in the mind. You just have to believe. You have to be patient. And it's everything. Put everything on God. But, you know, you guys, thank you guys for, you know, calling me this morning. I think I want to kickstart my day on a high note.
So. Away.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Away. Away. Now that's what we're talking about.
Make another baby. Yeah. Yeah.
No!
Don't do it, bruv. Don't do it.
It's going to be another girl. Don't do it.
All right. Cheers, my guy.
You guys have a great day.
All right, you too. Bye.
All right, cool. If you missed that conversation, it's going to be up on our
website.
On our website.
Yes.
That's pretty soon. So stick around. Don't go anywhere.
Attention. Shaquan and NSK on 102.9.